Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Name is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Let's try Irene again. Hello, Irene. Irene! Come on, Irene!
Now we go back to another one.
I always yell it.
I don't know. It works. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it doesn't.
No. Well, have you ever seen the movie Black Hawk Down? It's like a famous scene when they're like going into Mogadishu.
Mogadishu.
Yeah. That's like, that's how they know they're going to go into the city and stuff. Is Irene.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think when we said it the first time, that guy was like, Irene.
Now I understand you, Ted.
It's like peeling back layers of an onion. Yeah.
Irene! Now we know. To the left. Hello, Herman. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
Herman, are you sober or not sober?
Sober till I have my Baileys.
All right, Herman.
That's good news.
Herman, it's good to hear from you, my man.
Yeah. Right. It's been a long time since I called, so.
Well, good. We're glad to have you back, Herman. All right, our men's room poll. Your farts smell like what? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Well, if I eat so much Dairy Queen, it's probably going to be livestock.
Livestock. All right, Herman.
Hello, Herman. Welcome back to the show, man.
Missed you, Herman.
We missed you. All right, Herman.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here is your first question. Hall of Fame NBA player Larry Bird. He also won Coach of the Year while coaching which team?
I don't watch sports too much. Is that baseball or basketball?
Basketball. He's basketball.
Do you know where he's from? That might help you.
He's from Larry Bird. Oh, boy. L.A. Lakers, I guess.
No, Indiana Pacers.
Pacers.
You're right.
No, okay.
It's the only reason I know French Lick, Indiana, is because of Larry Bird.
You should let him know that sometime. You know what I know about you, Larry Bird? French Lick, Indiana. Thank you, brother.
I learned about French Lick from the Kama Sutra.
Do yourself a favor. Look up some Larry Bird trash talk.
All right.
He is legend.
You know, I'm going to have to do that. That could be a good thing in Big Dummy. Multiple choice. What player said this, right?
There's one nobody would guess.
Okay. All right. Here's your question there, Herman. Was it a classical composer, a philosopher, an astronomer, or a doctor? Johann Kepler was associated with what? Composer, philosopher.
Kepler.
Yep.
That doesn't ring the bell at all, so philosophy, I guess.
I'll say doctor. Astronomy. Hence the Kepler.
Oh, boy.
That's all right.
Hence the what?
Don't worry about it.
No, you gotta tell me now.
It doesn't matter. All right, your question. Question number three. In 1983, the first Disney theme park built outside of the United States opened in what country?
Oh, boy. London, England?
My guess is it France, Paris?
Nope.
China.
Japan.
All right, question four.
I never went to Disneyland at all, so.
It's not too late.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents love you, Herman?
Quite a bit, sure.
Okay. All right.
I don't think taking a child to Disney parks is a sign of love, Miles.
I do.
If it is, I don't really love my kids.
Did you take your kids?
Yeah.
Well, how old were they?
But not everybody.
What do you mean?
How old were they?
When I took them? Yeah. 14, 13, 15, somewhere in there.
What? All right.
I took them
when they were old enough to be able to walk through the damn park.
Right. So
kids.
You don't get the full, ooh, I love my kid thing, because they understand who Mickey Mouse kind
it
of is.
It was my idea.
That's fine.
I'm just saying, on the airwaves, you should be careful. It's a lot of people get a lot of pressure from small children.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they're 10 and under, that's love.
You just need to have them, especially if you go to Orlando. They need to be in walking shape.
Correct.
They can learn to walk by 7. You still would not take them then, because it's going to be too much.
If your kid ain't walking by 6, something wrong.
Back to Larry Bird. During his years with the Detroit Pistons, Dennis Rodman recalls a time when the Bird made 4 straight baskets on the worm and walked over to the Pistons head coach Chuck Daly and said, quote, "Who's guarding me, Chuck? Is anyone guarding me? You better get someone on me or I'm going to go for 60.
Who's guarding?
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
The other famous version of that story, I don't know if it was Chuck Daly, he says to somebody, and you know what Larry Bird looks like.
Right.
But he says, "Are you really guarding me with a white guy?"
Damn.
Right? They're just like, "Ah, damn, Larry."
That's from Larry Bird.
And there's stories of him telling people like, you guys are pissing me off. I'm going to go for 51 tonight. And then scores 51 and checks himself out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just wild stories.
That's a good flex right there.
Yeah.
He was like one steal away from a quadruple double. And they said, "Did you want to go back?" And then he sat out the rest of the game. They said, "Did you want to go back out there and get it?" He's like, "Why? I did enough damage already."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He is ice cold.
All right, Herman, here's your question. The Catskills, the Appalachians, the Smokies, or the Blue Mountains? Mount Mitchell is the tallest peak of what mountain range? So you have the Catskills, the Appalachians, the Smokies, or the Blue Mountains?
I'm more of a camper, not a mountain climber, so I don't know where that might be, so...
All East Coast, or east of the Mississippi.
All relatively the same part of the Appalachian range, just different names.
I like the Smoky Mountains, that sounds good.
I'll say the Poconos.
Appalachians.
Appalachian.
Yeah, 6,684 feet. That's right, Washington. Laugh. Just laugh. That's the tallest peak.
Mount Washington's probably the tallest peak on the East Coast.
It is.
Yeah.
In Vermont?
Mm-hmm.
Or New Hampshire.
Yeah. One of those two.
They needed something big. All right, Herman, here's your question. How many time zones are there in the lower 48 United States?
The lower 45, I think it's 5, right?
4.
Question 6, Herman.
Close.
Yeah, you were in bed.
So you got your Eastern time zone, you got your Central time zone, you got your Mountain time zone, you have your Pacific time zone. Which time zone has the lowest population?
Pacific, that's mine.
I'll say Mountain.
Mountain, because that includes places like Wyoming.
Yeah.
Right? All right there, Herman.
Okay.
Here is your question. You're killing it. What is the main ingredient in tapenade?
The main ingredient in tapenade?
Tapenade.
It's an Italian spread, basically.
Hmm. Oh, boy. Well, Italians like garlic, so I'm going to say garlic.
Not a bad guess.
That is not a bad guess.
Olives.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I thought it was Greek, because I feel like people break out hummus and tapenade all the time.
They do, but they go closer.
True.
It may be in this degree. You know, I don't know. Either way, you like olives and garlic there, Herman?
Oh, yeah. It's making me hungry just talking about it.
Fine tapenade. You're welcome.
It's in the little bar section at the deli area of your grocery store.
I'll go today. Sure.
All right.
Oh, I like that.
Tapenade, Herman, it is.
All right there. Herman, what two states have their own time zones?
Gotta be Alaska and Texas.
Hawaii.
Alaska and Hawaii.
You on Texas
time.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Herman, you're not wrong for thinking Texas is the one state, like, screw it, we're making our own.
Question number 9, Herman.
Yeah.
It's bigger than all the rest.
You're on Texas time now.
I was about to say, Texas time.
It's like Texas toast.
All right, what is the only mammal that can't jump?
The only mammal?
Yep. It's a big old thing.
It's the blue whale. The blue whale.
No, so, they jump. It's the Caucasian, Herman.
It's the white say, man.
I just raised my hand. I'm pretty sure it's me.
The only mammal that can't jump.
Platypus.
No.
I believe it has four knees.
It does have four knees. The only mammal that has properly four knees.
Right.
Yes.
Cow?
Elephant.
Nope. Elephant. Oh, an elephant.
Hey, you're right. They're always using that little step stool.
Yeah, and how did the cow jump over the moon, dummy? It's in the book.
I saw videos of them dancing and jumping.
The elephant didn't jump over the moon, goddammit. The cow did. They even put a picture in there, Miles. Pay attention.
Question 10.
All right, question number 10 for you, Herman. Which is longer? Which is longer, a python or a boa constrictor?
Python or boa? I thought they was pretty much the same thing.
That's why I'm asking the question, because I did too.
A boa is a kind of a python, isn't it?
No, they're both constricting snakes, but they're different breeds. But now they have crossbred in Florida, so there's, yes.
They got Frankie Dickie in Florida, Herman.
So yes, you are correct on that.
Yeah, I don't like snakes, but I'll say the boa constrictor.
The python. The
python.
Wow.
Question 11.
All right, Herman. Question number 11. When German, it is, what the hell you call it? Groundhog's Day today.
Yeah.
Happy Groundhog's Day, Herman. You're the first person I've called
back to. Yeah, you too.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, when German immigrants in Pennsylvania first observed Groundhog's Day, they didn't plan to use groundhogs at all. Instead, they wanted to use something native to the country. Was it moles, hedgehogs, or shrews? Moles, hedgehogs, or shrews?
Boy, these are hard questions. I guess I hedgehog.
You got it, Herman.
Atta boy, Herman.
You got it, man. You got it. Good job.
See what he did there? He did the soda brag. Man, these are tough questions.
Keep in mind, he got to 11, and Danny is the biggest dummy at 12, so I thought we were going to have co-champions there for a second.
Just real quick, right before we started the show, Mike's doing the live video that we do before the show starts, and I walk in, and it's mid-conversation out here, and the Germans used to eat the hedgehog after it gave its prediction. Think about that in Groundhog's Day.
Used to eat
Poxitani Phil, right? Tell him they'll celebrate, then you kill him and cook him up.
Well, Ted was saying in the office the groundhog is tasty.
Yeah, they don't carry diseases and have an all-vegetarian diet if you clean them and cook them properly. Apparently, they're delicious.
You sound like Dwight Schrute. Cats serve no purpose. You cannot milk
them. I'll put them on a rotisserie. That's what I mean.
I mean, it's like, look, I might make fun of them and be like, oh, what are you eating, squirrel? But, like, squirrel apparently is very delicious. I'd like to try it.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to try hedgehog? Or, I mean, groundhog?
I mean, look, I'll eat almost any animal.
Okay. All right.
Mammal.
All right.
No reptiles. That's a lie. I've had gators.
I was going to tell you about gators. That's fantastic.
That's snake.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Morgan, sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, Morgan, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, your farts smell like what? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Sorry, did you say sulfur? Eggs.
Rotten eggs, yeah.
Reminds me of a volcano.
All right, let's do that.
All right. All there, Morgan, here's your question. The Straits of Mackinac separate which two Great Lakes?
Michigan and Huron.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Damn, you get a bonus question out of that one, Morgan.
Nice work.
That was just a guess, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I honestly
got a comment about, I was listening to some repeats and he had tried to name the Great Lakes and he couldn't do it, and thoroughly gave him a hint. You're like, can you? And Ted goes, dig it. And that's where the Camp Diggit thing came from. It was funny.
Is that where Camp Diggit came from?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. I remember nothing. All right, so Mike agrees. Right, no, you really don't. All right, so you were one and done there, so you get a 50-50 question. I just found this one out today. Is Rocky, of Rocky and Bullwinkle fame, male or female?
Rocky's a girl.
Yeah, that's a dude.
Rocky's a dude. I believe Rocky's voice.
I thought that was like a trick question, because I always just assumed it was a guy.
No, it just crossed my mind. I'm like, is Rocky a boy or a girl? No idea, so I had to Google it.
I just assume it's a cow.
Really? I thought it was a chick, I'm saying.
But the answer is male.
It is male.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocky's a dude.
Why'd you think it was a female?
I don't know.
If anything, a name like Bullwinkle would be a...
What, a female lady?
Yeah.
Bullwinkle?
Yeah.
What? If you told me you had a kid and I named them Bullwinkle, I would just assume it's a dude.
It's a beautiful little girl.
I feel it's the first syllable of your daughter's name is Bull. Probably not
Bull
awesome.
The Winkle.
Bullwinkle. Miss America, Bullwinkle Hill.
She looks like a bullwinkle.
Aww. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Cody, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, Cody, men's room poll here. Your farts smell like what?
Corpse. Corpse, all right. It's nice of your wife to say.
Really is.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. Hydrogen hydroxide is better known as what liquid? Hydrogen hydroxide.
I believe that's helium.
So close. What's the least impressive liquid you can think of?
Water.
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 Yeah. Water. Water. There it is. Who would actually say hydrogen hydroxide?
Right.
It'd say water.
Yeah, we don't want to know that.
Yeah. Get your smart ass out of here. All right, here's your question. Which president said, quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself"?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Eisenhower? FDR. FDR. Right last name, wrong first. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nothing against the quote. I just thought his delivery was like, all right, do you believe that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He sounded all like, the only thing. Really?
And spiders.
Spiders, let's not forget spiders. All right, your question. What is the lowest level of the Earth's atmosphere called? It's another one of those Kentucky capital questions.
I want to say the troposphere.
Nice. Nice work.
Well done.
Really good work.
What is the capital of Kentucky, Miles?
I know that would be Frankfurt.
God damn it. I was going to say Lexington. Come I swear on, to God. I've asked that question.
I know it's
six
German.
Times. What's what?
It's German. I couldn't remember Frankfurt. Right before you asked, I'm running through my head. I'm like, German.
Okay.
Germany.
Okay.
Germany.
Okay. I remember that. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Non-sober.
You are sober. All right, Scott. Men's room poll, your fart's going to smell like what? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Hello.
Scott?
Scott!
I think we lost Scott.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, Scott's back.
All right, Scott. What do you want your farts to smell like? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Scott!
Oh, my God. You know what? All right, listen. Scott, I'm going to hang up on you. I'm not being mean. Call us back. Your phone's cutting out.
Come on, Scott. Come on.
Better than this, dude.
More a Big Dummy on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-803-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Catch you up on the way. Catch me potatoes. Things you should never do in a restaurant.
Vomit on your dinner plate.
Yeah. I'm always very well behaved in a restaurant, so I don't have to worry about that.
Are you?
Yes.
That's what you're known for.
That's exactly that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well behaved.
Head chef. Coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-RUN.
You were behaved in Germany.
I think we're all pretty behaved in Germany. Maybe not. I don't know.
That's how I look at Miles. Like, you were well behaved at that dinner.
What did I do?
Well, I would say in a restaurant that small,
yeah,
the F-bombs from the American were pretty loud.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. And then throwing the seeds across the table, that's when I said, brother, you got to stop.
She is going to throw us out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. They were hawkeyeing us.
Oh. Yeah, and then you spilled your soup on the floor.
Oh, yeah, and your champagne.
And your champagne.
And you fell asleep.
Other than that.
Mm-hmm. All right, the other good one was when I was like, don't fall asleep here. And you're like, all right. Going to get a cigarette. You started to reach for one, and I just went, there's one behind your ear.
Good looking up.
But Miles was well behaved at dinner.
Well, you're right, Miles. You're well behaved at dinner.
Thank you.
That champagne was delicious, too.
I never know.
No, floor drank it.
Damn floor.
Hello, Mo. Welcome to the men's room.
Thirst to floor?
Hola.
Mo, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Mo.
So all right. When y'all go out, if y'all basically like girls handler.
What was that now?
Do they just gotta like basically take control so you don't get in too much trouble? Or they're like your handlers?
Yeah, it depends on the night. Everybody can have a bad night.
A lot of them.
All right, Mo, what are your farts gonna smell like? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
The Event Horizon has been known to go beast mode, so we'll go livestock.
Livestock.
Okay.
How's it?
Mo, I don't understand anything you're saying until the very end, and I just piece it together.
It's like Boomhauer.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we're at the same level.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes. All right, Mo, here is your question. What day is considered Star Wars Day?
May the 4th be with you.
There you go.
Now wait, Mo, you get a bonus question for being one and done.
All right. True or false? President Lyndon B. Johnson, he was quite proud of his penis, which he nicknamed Jumbo. And he would often whip it out, exclaiming, quote, have you ever seen anything bigger than this?
I'm going to go with false.
True.
For real?
Say that again?
Lyndon B. Johnson. He was very proud of his penis. He nicknamed it Jumbo. According to all the witnesses there, he often would whip it out, exclaiming, have you ever seen anything bigger than this?
I mean, for his presidency, that adds up.
I mean, just... It's right there in the name. Look at this. I changed my last name. Johnny! Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there, guys.
Hola. Kevin, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy, sir. Our men's room poll.
I have to go with the eggs.
Rotten eggs.
I've been listening to you guys ever since I've moved up here, and I've listened to you guys every day.
Nice, man.
Thank you, man.
How long you been up here?
Since September 2021.
All right. Where'd you move from?
South Carolina.
What town?
You said what town?
Yeah.
Aiken.
I don't know if I know where that is or not.
What is that close to?
20 minutes away from Augusta, Georgia. Okay. They hold the Masters.
Oh, gotcha. All right. So it's in the southern part of the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in the Isle of Palm 2 summers ago.
Isle of Palm is beautiful. I love it there.
My penis was in Isle of Palm just last night.
Palm oil. Something.
The Windjammer. That's a hell of a beach bar.
I always go to a place over there called Red's Ale House, and it's a really, really good seafood place.
All right.
I feel like if you're going with Red's, I feel like that should be meat. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
You all you can eat crab.
All right. Yep. Then I'm in. All right there, Kevin. Here's your question. How many kids do Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have together?
Three?
Four? Four. I had no idea.
I guess three as well.
All right, now with that, other than North, can you name two of the other three kids? Originally, I said three of the four. So other than North, let's take him out of the equation.
Wasn't it Northwest?
Yeah, Northwest. Because that name's so stupid, everyone remembers that one. So let's name two of the other three kids they have.
I wouldn't even be able to begin.
Let's see. Something important to the Bible?
Yep. Moses?
There was one that was Saint. I remember
there
Saint.
Saint. There is also another very biblical name, but it's not a proper name until now.
Jesus Christ Kardashian.
Psalm.
Oh, Psalm. Yes.
And one is named after a city.
Denver.
Barcelona.
Chicago. So they have North.
They have a kid named Chicago.
Psalm he's, and Chicago.
He's from Chicago.
I know, but to name your kid Chicago.
There's my little boy Baltimore.
Well, he named his kid Saint. That's probably because he likes wearing, what's it?
Yves Saint German Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, I don't know how you say it. Because here I've always heard Yves Saint Laurent. And then you see a commercial, it's like Yves Saint Laurent.
I think it's Laurent only because my buddy's wife is French. And that's how he says it.
Okay. And it's easier to say it, well, to be honest with you.
I also thought Bonchon was Bouchon.
Me too. What is it, just Bonchon?
I think so. I don't think it's French at all.
All right. That's awfully ghetto. Let's go on down there to Bonchon. All right. Here's your question, Kevin. What does the acronym SMH stand for? SMH. If you're like me, you have no freaking idea.
Oh, shaking my head.
There you go.
All right.
I didn't know
that one either.
I thought it was for sexy marsupials hating.
I actually use that one a decent amount.
Really?
Yeah.
My kids would do it to me every once in a while, and I was like, spell it out. So I was like, I have no idea. You just sent me a text. It seems important. I don't know what you're talking about. So then I see the little three dots, and it comes back like, may I have some Oreos? That's basically what it is.
Game is a Big Dummy, 206-803-RIGHT.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, hola. Chris, you on Team Sober today?
Yep.
Sounds like you're driving there. All right, your fart's going to smell like what there, Chris? Is it going to be liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs for the win.
Oh, by the way, somebody corrected us. Northwest is it's right there in the name, guys.
Sorry.
That's just a weird name for a child.
All right, so Saint is a boy. Is that correct?
I don't know.
What is Psalm? Psalm to me would mean female, but I don't know. The name's like that. I have no idea.
I am not sure.
Right.
All right, here's your question. Who is Felicity Huffman's husband? Felicity Huffman.
Huffman.
Most dudes like this guy.
No idea.
He's a great actor.
Yes.
I've seen him in a bunch of
stuff.
Come
on. Give me the name.
Right, because he's like the like, what is that show on Showtime where he's like the drunk dad?
Nick Offerman?
No.
He's more, doesn't matter the role he plays.
Is there an initial in it?
Yes, there is.
Macy.
William H. Macy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I already got four, Mike.
Okay, Chicago West is a girl, and it sounds like Psalm West is a is her last child. I believe that's a boy.
You believe?
I believe so. Hang on. Yeah, that's a boy.
Okay. All right. Now we know. Psalm the dude. All right, your question. Which number of the Apollo missions was the first to successfully land men on the moon?
Dang it. Apollo 3?
Come on, Ted. You got this, brother.
Apollo Creed.
I was thinking it.
Apollo Ono.
So which one successfully put a man on the moon?
Yeah, the first one that actually landed people on the moon.
11.
11. All right.
What was the nickname?
AP-11.
The Eagle.
The Eagle has landed.
Oh, that's what
Miles
I
and I use it for different reasons.
Right.
But that is what they
said. Only code because no cop could surely figure that out on a telephone call.
Right. Eagle has landed, brother.
I'm on my way. What do they mean?
I'm just being honest, man.
What do they mean?
No. I trust me. I've heard it, seen it a bunch of times.
Yeah. It was like,
I've even seen a video of somebody going,
Jesus.
The jelly's in the donut.
Mickey Mouse has big black shoes.
I'm trying to do better than my score last week of 6 questions.
6 is not the worst.
No.
Not great. I'd say it gets, what, about a C minus student? Mm-hmm. You passed.
Right.
All right. Here's your question. What language gave us the word alphabet?
Greek.
Damn. Nice job. I would have said Latin.
I would have said Latin as well.
Yeah, alpha and beta, put them together. Alphabet.
Mm. Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Those wacky Greeks. They gave us the word for alphabet and yogurt that makes us fart.
And hummus.
What will they do next? Hello, Stevie. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Stevie, are you sober or not sober?
Team not sober.
Right.
All right, Stevie. Okay, Stevie, what do you want your farts to smell like? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Depends on the day, but I think I'm going with the eggs.
You're going to go rotten eggs. All right, Stevie.
Oh, no. I'm so tempted to ask, but I can't. Mike. All right there, Stevie. Here's your question. Who led the NFL in rushing yards 4 out of 5 years from 1972 to 1976? Just give me a clue.
I am not a football person, so I'm just going to say Pete Carroll because that's the only one I know.
You know this football player.
Yes, you do.
He's kind of famous.
Probably not from football. Come on, Miles.
Oh, was it O.J. Simpson?
It was O.J. Simpson.
I'll be damned.
You missed my clue.
What was it? Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You would know O.J. Simpson even if you don't know sports.
I was going to guess Franco, but I think he came in the league in 74.
He just left us with delicious Italian canned food. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. What is the chemical symbol for iron?
F-E.
Nice work.
Well done.
Good job, Stevie.
Nice by the way, Ted, someone finally chimed in his show on Showtime. William H. Macy, can you think of what it was? I actually watched part of it. My wife loved the show, so I saw it from time to time. It was very good.
On something?
No. It's,
Because I know.
It'd be an adjective for if I just fart around strangers.
Rude.
Crop dusting.
Disheveled?
Wow. Shameless.
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 I was like, I know it's
something. Rude.
Dummy!
I asked the question.
Sick.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
Voila.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Mike, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. What are your farts going to smell like there? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
I'm going with, let's do rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs it is.
All right, called the old Humpty Dumpty. All right, your question. In honor of Groundhog's Day, which of these is not a spring-predicting animal? All right, so we know that around the country, different woodchucks in different cities, they predict. And they all have a name. So the question is, which one of these is not one of the actual spokes groundhogs for their town? Is it Woodrow the Woodchuck, Buckeye Chuck, Chuck the Ninth, or Thistle the Wig Pistle? Those names again. I swear to God, 3 out of 4 of these are actual groundhogs that pop out in their town, and that's the person or the groundhog that the town subscribes to. All right, so you got Woodrow the Woodchuck, Buckeye Chuck, Chuckles the Ninth, and Thistle the Wig Pistle.
Chuckles or Chuck?
Sorry, Chuckles. Chuckles, Chuckles the Ninth.
Mm-hmm. I want to go with that last one. You say Thistle?
Thistle the Whistle Pig. Sorry, it's Thistle the Whistle Pig.
Thistle the Whistle Pig. I want to go with that one. That one sounds too weird.
Well, guess what?
Now he's real.
Thistle the Whistle Pig, my friend. If you go to Cleveland, that's your guy. All right? Mm. So you have some respect about Thistle the Whistle Pig, goddammit. Also, Buckeye Chuck, if you go to Ohio, yeah, Buckeye he's got Chuck. The final word on it.
I've heard of him.
All right. How about if you go to Connecticut? Goddamn right, Chuckles the Ninth is going to walk out there and tell the state of Connecticut. The fake one is Woodrow the Woodchuck.
Woodrow.
Oh, man.
Damn, have some respect for Thistle the Whistle Pig, bro.
Whistle Pig is a common nickname for a groundhog.
Yes, it is. That's going to be one of my next questions. Thank you.
Damn, sorry.
Son of a bitch.
It's also a delicious rye.
There's Thistle Pig. What were some of the other ones? Woodchuck, Groundhog, Whistle Pig.
Whistle Pig.
And then something like Land Beaver or something like that. I'm not making that up. I swear to God.
Dude, trust me. If you're having a few drinks, go down the rabbit hole of looking up famous woodchucks and groundhogs.
There's a lot of famous
ones. Now what I'm doing today.
Well, right, today's a day everybody's going to do
it. You know what? Yeah. You're right. Today's the
that
day.
That list, I mean, that's a fun list.
It's a great list. So I came up with that. What do you got for me, Mike?
The groundhog is also referred to as a chuck, a woodchuck, ground pig, whistle pig, whistler, thick wood badger, Canada marmot, the monax, the moonak, the wee nusk, the red monk, the land beaver, and among French Canadians in eastern Canada, siffleux.
Of course. That makes it sound fancy now. We've all learned to, hey, it's Groundhog's Day. I think we all need this knowledge to honor our woodland creatures properly. All right, Mike, here's your question. Achilles' heel was the result of him being dipped in what mythical river?
The River Styx.
I think it's just the underworld. Yes. Is it hell or just the underworld?
It's the underworld because that is the river that you are sailed across by the ferryman to get to...
Hell.
The nicer part of hell?
Olympus, I believe.
Is that Greek or is that from Dante?
I think it's Greek. I believe this is Greek.
Crap, Dante might also be there.
Crap.
I'm just saying, I read the Inferno in high school.
Does he bring up the River Styx and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's like nine circles of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, that's when they wrote Come Sail Away.
Come Sail Away. Oh, where do we want to go here? Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Dave.
Hola. Dave, team
Hola.
Sober? Are you sober or not sober there, Dave?
Not sober.
Nope. All right, Dave, welcome to Big Dummy.
According to my very astute information, man, Styx was in the fifth circle.
All right, there you go.
Of course.
Dave, your farts smell like what? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
I think it was rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs it is for Dave.
All right there, rotten egg Dave. Here is your question. What classic literary character was the boyfriend of Becky Thatchin? What classic literary character was the boyfriend of Becky Thatchin? You already know this, Mike? My God.
I never heard of it.
I guarantee you've heard of this character.
Is it?
Huh.
Literary?
Literary character, yes.
A literary character.
A literary character, yes.
Name a literary character, Dave. From a book.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I said name just any literary character.
A character
from a book.
Just any character you've ever read in any book ever.
Could be Moby Dick, just anything.
You may also hear him referred on this radio station.
Yes, you do, every single day.
Oh, well, I listen every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'll give you a hint. He has a mean, mean stride.
No, it's mean, mean pride.
Mean, mean stride.
He's a classic character, but he's a modern day warrior.
It's a Mark Twain character.
Tom Sawyer?
There you go, Dave.
We knew we could do it.
Right.
We knew we could do it.
Should we do one more?
We got time for one.
Should we do one more?
Oh, why the hell not? Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Sean, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Sean. Welcome to Big Dummy. You are the last contestant of the day. Our men's room poll. Your farts smell like liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse. Where are you going?
I'm going on livestock. That's what my family says anyways.
All right.
Okay. So trust the smell. Real quick, guys. What is today?
Groundhog's Day.
Say it again.
Groundhog Day.
You're saying groundhog or groundhogs?
I'm saying it's singular.
I always say plural. But a guy says, hey, man, or girl, I don't know. I think it's just Groundhog Day. I hear what you're saying, but since we celebrate groundhogs...
But we celebrate all the hogs.
Yeah, come on, man. Don't be like that, dude.
Not just the one.
God damn, man. How many people are going on? All right there, Sean. Here is your question.
I'm going to use that as an insult this weekend.
What's up?
Look at you looking like a groundhog.
Regular old pig, or what it's called?
Whistle pig.
Whistle pig.
You land beaver.
Both of those last two will get you hit.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
Do you call me a land beaver? Oh, your boyfriend's here? You talking about that land beaver? Yeah, you're right. I'm going to buy another drink.
Your question. The standard model theory applies to which branch of science? The standard model.
Standard model.
Mm-hmm.
Physics?
Damn,
well
done.
All right, wait.
Nice bonus.
Let's give him a bonus question. Let's see if there are bonus questions. Mm-hmm.
Bonuses.
All right, here we go. Former Vice President Dan Quayle hinted in an interview that his wife and he rarely made love without their dog Lucky always watching.
Almost gonna say that's true.
No. God, no. What is wrong with you, man? Hell no.
Get the dog out of the bedroom.
No.
Head chef coming up 10 to 8 potatoes, things you should never do in a restaurant. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.